This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
And we, Merry Christmas again. People are saying Merry Christmas again, and we like the sound.
I mean, it's war on Christmas rhetoric, not his war
yes,
on Christmas.
Correct.
So let's remember, President Trump isn't the only president who says Merry Christmas. President Obama, the First Lady Michelle Obama, said it many, many times.
Merry Christmas! Happy holidays! Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everybody. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I want to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Okay, so, Margaret, I mean, this is a line that we have heard from Donald Trump many, many... Why does he continue? This is a dog whistle to the base, because no one has ever stopped saying Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for that if you turn on some of our competitive cable networks, they have entire hours and programming about the war on Christmas, and it is intended directly to go towards that cultural base that feels that other people are taking their America away from them. That's,
right.
That was the dog whistle, make America great again. Great from what, right? The people who are taking Christmas away from you, the people who are taking your presents away from you, the people who are taking, you know, all of your teddy bears away from you, whatever it is.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Don Lemon with some leftist chick. And they were saying, oh, Barack Obama said Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And I was thinking to myself, man, see, this is what happens when you're in an echo chamber of ignorance. By the way, Happy New Year to you folks. We're way past Christmas. 2018, we're sharing it together. But what was funny about it, the reason why I played that is because what Donald Trump was saying in Merry Christmas and what conservatives understand about it is, finally, we mean it. Barack Obama can say Merry Christmas all he wants, while he reminds us that Muslims are part of the reason how America got built. There were no Muslims in sight when America was built. None. So, as Barack Obama allows the teachings of Islam in schools, while not even letting you say the Pledge of Allegiance or talking about anything about God, while the left removes nativity scenes, while they try to convince you in every possible way that they have nothing but disdain for religion, attacking marriage. We know what marriage is. It's between a man and a woman.
Oh, no, it isn't. It can be between people, two people that love each other.
No, that can be a union of some sort. It can never be marriage, and it never will be in the minds of real conservatives. But no, they're not attacking Christianity. They're not attacking Christmas, which, by the way, has Christ in it. And Barack Obama, who won't even have anything related to Christmas in the White House, will celebrate Ramadan and talk about all the political issues surrounding the theocratic government or theocratic religion known as Islam, chastises us when these people go out and kill folks, kill Americans, kill Christians, doesn't say a word to them, doesn't talk about Islam, still wants you to believe it's a religion of peace, removes any references to it being terrorist, etc., while removing the fact that Christianity hasn't done anything to mankind negatively except to fight for its own existence when we were kicking the butts of these Muslims during the Crusades. But outside of that, we don't care. We don't have some equivalent of a caliphate that says you will be a Christian, you will learn Christianity. We don't go trying to convert Muslims around the world. We don't even care. If that's your religion, great. If you don't have one, we'll be happy to offer ours to you and not at the threat of a knife. But he's a Christian. He says Merry Christmas. Every year he said it. Yeah, and he meant it too, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Because Barack Obama's a real Christ follower. He's a real Christian. He's a person that if you were going to base your Christianity on something, you would certainly base it on him, the guy who mocked the Bible from the party who booed God. I think you're getting my point. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Tons to talk about. We're talking about signs. See, what I just said to you were the signs of leftist delusion. See, the left fall for the nonsense. Oh, Barack Obama said Merry Christmas. Well, verily, he's a Christ. He's a Christian. They don't want to point to any of the things I just talked about. Go back, if you can, find the clip of Barack Obama talking about the Bible. And somebody had written a speech where he was like, should we follow Leviticus? Well, you know, you cut off the head of your child and you did this and you sacrificed a goat if you did that. And he's just essentially destroying the Old Testament of the Bible and mocking it. All because he wants Islam to be brought to the forefront. Told us that, you know, NASA, some guy from NASA, he put there was a Muslim. He says, all of space exploration is because of Muslims or some nonsensical thing. The Muslims have contributed nothing of significance to this world since algebra. That's just that. Look, go look it up. Do you think he's going to extol the virtues of Jews? I got to tell you, I've started doing research in the number of patents that the Jews hold, the technology they brought to the world, and so on and so forth. It is astounding that such a small minority group of people have brought so much, the number of Nobel Peace Prize winners. And I'm not talking about the junky ones like Barack Obama. I'm talking about physics, chemistry, and other sciences, things like that. These guys are amazing. Certainly, you know, that's a race of people who has been touched by God. They stick together. It's amazing to look at that as a culture of people. Kudos to the Jews. So my only point to this is the left will try to give you signs like, well, look, he said he's going to help the poor. Hillary Clinton said she's going to help women. You've heard her say this. She's been saying this for decades. They will tell you a lot of stuff that they say, but they will give you little of what they do because they don't do much. They're just a bunch of liars. Do nothing liars that will tell you what you want to hear for their own benefit. And that benefit, I guarantee you, is going to cost you money. That's what you get. So that's why I played that clip. But hey, you know what? Amazing year coming up for you. Have you written down your goals? Have you put together the bucket list? How do you want the rest of your life to go? How much of this fight do we want to have? Let me tell you what we have to do in 2018, folks. First thing I'm going to ask you to do, go to teaparty.org and join the organization. And here's why. If we spend the next 3 years putting our foot on the throat of the left, you want to know what's going to happen? You will be able to have a lot of free time. Because once we expose what these leftists are doing, have been doing for decades, and it's about to come out in 2018, you're going to see more people arrested from the Obama administration than you even believe. Once we expose them, we can take it easy for the next decade. How do you feel about that? Would you like to relax a little bit?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Check us out there. Share those links. In the year of 2018, we need your support like we've never needed it before. The next three-year push for us will be our, shock and awe. We're going to shock and awe the left, and we're going to need your help to do it. So get involved with us, shock and awe, okay? TeaPartyCommunity.org. Share our links, KJRadio.com, KJRadio.com. Read our materials. Do what you can to promote what we do because we do this for you. Look, Donald Trump has instituted something that's it's happening around the world. We're finally in America. We're exporting excellence again. We're saying to people, take back your country, England. And it doesn't mean it in a negative way. It's not some nationalistic thing like, the white people of England must unite. No, it's England. Whatever defines you as a culture. And that has nothing to do with color. It has to do with what would you think when you think British? What do you think when you think French? And no-go zones and all these this stuff that's happening with all the immigration that's changing the look of England. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the policies in Yemen are changing?
Do you think the policies in, Dubai are changing? They're not changing. Whatever that culture is, which is strict Islamic, theocracy, it's not changed one inch. But go ask yourself what's changed in Canada, what's changed in the United States, the United Kingdom, Scandinavia. All these so-called white countries are being made to conform to what? Do you think Somalia is fundamentally different than it was a decade ago? And what is that influence? Is it an influence is it the colonialization by the white man? The answer is no. Nothing's changed. The majority of the world is non-white. That part of the world is unchanged. And you know what it is? It's uncivilized. Go to Central America and see just how civilized El Salvador and these places are. Go anywhere. Pick it. Go to some areas of Mongolia or whatever and find out how civilized it is. How changed is the white man put into that culture? It's got very little. China, to me, is better off because the British had control of Hong Kong. If it weren't, it would be this amazing seaport city that would be infiltrated. It would be infused with communism, and it wouldn't be near the cultural center that it is today. But look anywhere where these white folks have lived. I'm not the Chamber of Commerce for white people. I'm just being honest with you. It's a great place to go. I've been to Sweden. I actually like it. It's a cool place to go. Go to parts of Canada. I was in Vancouver not long ago. Beautiful city, etc. Go to, the areas of the United States that are not controlled by leftist Democrats, and you'll find out life is good. That's the way it is. So you look at what Donald Trump is saying. Look, we're going to go back to you, Germany, being able to say, this is our German culture, our German heritage, and it's not going to be ruined by a bunch of Muslims who've decided we're going to make you like where we came from. Show me where they've come from that you go, boy, I'd really like to be like, Iran. I'd love to be like Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Damascus, where, this part of Syria. You get what I'm saying? Tell me where. Tell me where you want to be like Africa. Boy, it would be really great if we could adopt the policies of Ghana. Said nobody ever. So Donald Trump is saying to these countries, guys, look, be your best. Put your best foot forward. Stop giving up your culture. That doesn't mean you're racist. Go do your thing, baby. And these people act like, oh, man, that Donald Trump, he's such a blah, blah, blah. You can say what you want. Donald Trump is exporting exceptionalism. And it's about time. We finally got the world looking at itself differently and saying, I want to be like them. America has always been this melting pot, if you will. I prefer to think of it as a mosaic. It's always been that from day one. And you know who fought against the mosaic? Democrats. Democrats hated Asians. Go back and look at their platform in the 1860s. They were the anti-Chinese. People think I'm kidding. They actually wrote it into their Democrat platform that they were against, I think they called it Sino invasion, S-I-N-O, the Far East. Anybody from the Far East. They didn't like Indians. I'm talking about East Indians. They didn't like the Chinese. They didn't like the poor from Ireland and everywhere else. They certainly didn't like black folks except to use them as slaves. And by the way, they were Irish slaves as well. And I could go on. That's what we're talking about here. And Donald Trump is saying, look, we are about excellence. And we're going to show you how we can be excellent. And you should follow along. And what's funny is the Democrats think their strategy is going to be to demonize, a Donald Trump. But it's not going to work. Anyway, the reason why I brought all this up is I think the impetus for the Iranian protest is because they see this as an opportunity to say to the world, we no longer want to live under this regime of Iran. Now, 12 people were killed in 4 days of demonstrations in Iran. And there wasn't a whole lot from American media about this. And this has been the biggest protest, if you will, since 2009. It was a huge series of protests that year. Now, the president of Iran, a guy named Rouhani, has been saying, look, guys, you can peacefully protest. He tried to say, it's not a big deal. This is a huge deal. I have insiders with the Iranian resistance who are still getting us information out despite Iran shutting down the internet and everything else. There are guys that are inside. They're telling us stuff that's going on there. And I just want you to understand, you've got this regime that imprisons people, kills people by the thousands, has done this before. I was in Paris meeting with these folks last year. Well, actually, yeah, no, the year before. In, I think it was 2016. And we were discussing these very issues. This is a dangerous regime that is promoting terror throughout the world. And I think that Donald Trump, with his tweet to Pakistan, saying, first tweet of the year by him, according to some of the news sources, where he says, we're not giving you any more money. I think that's a shot over the bow to the entire world that says, we're going to start addressing this issue. And the first thing we're going to do is we're pulling back our financing. You will no longer be financing your countries and terror with American taxpayer dollars. And then the next step will be, he's going to put his focus on Iran. He can't take his focus off North Korea because the Chinese have proven they can't be trusted. But you're going to watch a shift, and he'll have one eye on North Korea, one eye on Iran, and this challenge to Iran is going to be taken advantage of by Donald Trump, trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If the pace of change continues for the duration of Trump's presidency, however long that might be, I think he could become the most consequential president in the modern era.
When you look at what President Trump signaled all year, foreshadowed all year, I go back again and again to day two of the presidency, standing at that CIA wall. Just blowing up, just blowing up orthodoxy. The idea that there is no hallowed ground in American politics or policy where you can't make a political statement, you can't signal your political intentions. And I think the rest of the year has followed on that front. He's very much shown
with the Indian code talkers.
He's very much shown that the regular rules don't apply to him. I think the question is, has he blown up the regular rules for everybody else too?
But to Rich's point, he's been obviously brutally harsh on the press.
Yeah.
Right. You know, fake news and all that, enemies of the people, over the top. But he's actually been an incredibly media-friendly president, even before he started handing out pens. I mean,
get a pen, John?
There's a duality there. In the short term, in the day-to-day, in terms of coverage and that sort of access, absolutely. There was a ton of interaction with the president. In the long term, in terms of if you believe that the free press is sort of a pillar of American democracy.
Or the Department of Justice, or the FBI, right, or our intelligence agencies.
It's been very destructive on that front in the long term. And so it's both.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is the left talking about Donald Trump, and he's been a very accessible president. Let me tell you, Obama, the criticism of him was how he orchestrated the media in the sense of you get access, you don't. And it got to the point where he had them fighting. They were like, please treat us good, and we'll say pretty things about you in our paper. And it became this love fest no matter what he did. And let me tell you, congratulations to them, because that clown lost them 1,000-plus offices in 8 years. And if you were to read about it, you go, wow, he's amazing. I don't know. Look, we're going to get our litmus test in 2018. Either Donald Trump's on the right, which, for the record, we know he's on the right track. I'm not going to try to be all dogmatic and say no matter what happens, because if we get our clocks clean like Obama did in 2010 – we'll have a wake-up call. But I'm going to make a prediction, and I've already done it, so it's not like this is new, but we're going to clean their clocks. But here's what happens. If, for the sake of discussion, we were to get crushed in 2018 the way that Barack Obama got crushed in 2010, we would be crazy not to at least step back and go, what happened? Now, keep in mind, we don't cheat. I don't know Republicans that cheat, but let's say that they do. We don't cheat to the level of Democrats. I guarantee you we don't. We aren't strategizing about, you know, how do we
get more illegal votes to come in our favor. We're not bringing in Mexicans and refugees and prisoners and everybody else, dead people. We're like, look, let the vote go where it goes. We want it to be a free and fair election. But the left don't do that. But if, for the sake of discussion, if Donald Trump were to get his clock clean and we were to get our clocks clean, I would be the first to go, wow. Now, the first thing I would think is cheating. And I'm going to tell you right now, we better be vigilant, because the only way, the only way we lose this election in 2018, I'm talking about overwhelming seats that they are claiming. Paul Begala, I played a clip from him. The Democrats are going to clean their clocks because he's looking at all this. Oh, well, look at what happened in Virginia. Look at what happened in New Jersey. Look at what happened in Alabama. And I'm thinking, look at what's happening right now before your very eyes as Donald Trump continues rock star status. And we wrote a piece that showed the number of people who still credited Barack Obama for the economy in, say, May of this year, and who now, and it was 60-something percent credited Barack Obama in May, and now only like 27%. It's a huge jump. So another, and then in May, they said Trump was responsible for the economy was like, say, 30%. I don't know the numbers, but now it's well into the 40s. So Trump is now almost surpassing Obama in terms of whatever. I think Obama may still be 1 point up as of November. So I said, well, when they get the December numbers, you're going to see less people credit Obama with the economy. I mean, it was every single month Obama's numbers went down and his numbers dropped like 30 points. Every single month Trump's numbers went up, and that line is about to cross in December. December of last year is when Trump was given more credit for the economy than Obama. January of this year, when that report comes out, it's going to distance itself further. And by July, August of this year, Trump will be considered, in polling, 60-70% minimum responsible for the economy. And there'll be a few Obama holdouts, but it'll be 20% at best. That's what you can look at. That chart was the best indicator, in my opinion, of where things sit with Donald Trump than almost anything I've seen to date. It was, and keep in mind, I don't remember where the chart came from, because I'd really like to be able to tell you it was lefty or righty, but whoever did it, knowing how the numbers are all skewed against Trump anyway, and skewed it on behalf of Obama, the fact that Obama consistently dropped 3-4 points a month all the way into November, and Trump was gaining 4-5 points a month all the way into November, and where that trajectory was headed, no question, we are seeing this monumental shift, folks. Monumental. Now it gets even more shocking. Donald Trump's approval versus other world leaders. Now, at the end of his first year, leftists had lost their mind because Rasmussen came out with a poll, and that poll showed Donald Trump statistically tied with Obama at the end of year one. Now, I want you to consider what we're talking about here. We're talking about a president, Barack Obama, who he lost, I want to say it was over 5 million jobs year one, unemployment 11 point something percent. It was dismal. The numbers are so bad. It's actually shocking how bad they were. And then you contrast that with Donald Trump, who barely made a dent in the deficit, in the debt, barely made a dent. We're over $20 trillion, but it's minuscule. Barack Obama's debt load at the end of his first year was, he added a couple trillion dollars to the debt, and the budget had ballooned. And the only good indicator was the stock market was up like 23%. And the thing I saw only showed the S&P, didn't show the Dow. Trump's numbers were 20%, a little lower on the S&P, but higher on the Dow. And every other indicator was, I'm talking about through the roof. Obama lost 5 million jobs. Trump, they said, had gained 1.7 million. So that'll just give you some perspective. So they were the statistical tie. And this is with Donald Trump being, you know, all the beat down they've given him in the media
And he managed to tie Obama, who they were still propping up after everything this guy had promised and couldn't deliver on. They were still propping him up. And so here's Trump statistically tied. So the media was mad. What's he doing bragging about this? There are other polls that show that he's not doing nearly as well. And I joke him. He said, yeah, these are the same polls that had him losing the election. But his best indicator, in my opinion, is not what the polls are saying about him, but what are the polls saying about other world leaders? It got me curious because I want you to understand every world leader outside of Trump is a socialist or a communist. Every one of them. They've all followed some doctrine of socialism, entitlement programs, giving away, you know, open borders, the whole thing. How's it working out? And so I wanted to find out. So I started with Mexico's Peña Nieto, and Pew had him at 28% approval. And here's what they said. President Enrique Peña Nieto's popularity has continued to plunge since Pew Research began asking about him in 2011. Today, 28% of Mexicans express a favorable opinion of the president, less than half the share that supported him in 2011. He was at 61%. Current favorability marks a 16 percentage drop since 2015, a 28-point drop since the center's 2012 poll conducted just months before he was elected president. And that's a dramatic improvement from March of 2017. December 2012, when Enrique Peña Nieto took office as president, his approval rating was 54%. It was a modest but respectable showing considering he'd been elected from a four-candidate field with about 38% of the vote. But it's gone down since then. So he's now at 28% favorability in his own country. This is the guy that bucked Donald Trump. We're not building any wall. We're not paying for no wall, blah, blah, blah. So while Donald Trump is now at 46%, I don't know where they had him, like in the 30s, he's gone up every year. These are signs, folks. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is a sign. A guy who bucked Donald Trump in Mexico, Nieto, is now much lower than Trump. More in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Steer Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Is It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. They're talking about Donald Trump's as he compares to other world leaders, and I think it's a great thing to be discussing right now, because we're always looking at Trump's polls, but we aren't looking at the people who have effectively bucked the Trump methodology to see how they're doing. And so now we get that opportunity. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I just profiled Mexico's Enrique Peña Nieto, who's dropped from 61% down to 28% approval. And now I want to move on, because there are other ones that we need to get to, and I want to talk about UK Prime Minister Theresa May.
you know, she won and was a big, you know, oh, we're going to keep the EU, stay in the EU, and Brexit is bad, blah, blah, blah. And here's what I was able to find out about her. Larry Elder posted something that said her polling was at 26%. I wasn't able to find that, but here's what I found. Theresa May's crisis has deepened today with a new poll showing Labour surging ahead of Conservatives, while the public now has a clear presence for Jeremy Corbyn. Now, you got to understand the Conservative parties and all that, that's different in Europe. It's actually opposite. They're liberals versus being real conservatives. But in short, the Labour Party is surging ahead of Theresa May. And it says Labour is now 5 point ahead of Tories, who are reeling from a coup launched by ex-ministers to overthrow Miss May. They're sick of her already. It says Mr. Corbyn, fresh from a conference at which he cemented his position, has a 2 point lead over Miss May in terms of who the public would prefer running the country. The numbers represent a stunning reversal in fortune for both the Tories and Labour, and the poll heaps yet more problems on top of Theresa May, whose authority has already been undermined by Boris Johnson even before her catastrophic conference speech. Now, I didn't go all into find out all about it, because being honest, I don't give a crap about UK politics. But here's what I'll tell you. Theresa May, open borders, immigration, you know, open borders, immigration, entitlement mentality. She is the epitome of what we consider to be a leftist here in America, and England is revolting against her. That's what you need to know. So let's move over. Let's move along in Europe, and let's talk about France. Macron, pretty boy. His poll numbers show 28% approval. Back in September, Macron saw his numbers begin to drop, at least according to Reuters. The poll conducted by IFOP for newspaper Le Journal de Dimanche showed Macron's dissatisfaction rating declining to 53% from 57%. Some 45% expressed satisfaction with the centrist leader, up from 40% in August. The poll was carried out in September from the 15th to the 23rd. Macron's approval ratings have dropped sharply in opinion polls since his election in May, dragged down by labor reforms, planned budget cuts, and including a decrease in housing and aid for students. So now the guy, he's gotten in. He's just like what happened with Sarkozy, the guy who replaced him, I can't remember his name, but his replacement said, Sarkozy's being too austere, and we have to give more, you know, and all this. So he gets in, and he can't give more. Well, now Macron takes over, Mr. Pretty Boy, and they said, well, you know, he came in and said, no, we'll give, you know, we can keep all this stuff going. And you know what he found out? No, we don't have the budget for it. We will go broke continuing this policy. And now he's having to switch over. And in switching over, you know what the French have said, who are totally socialist? Oh, well, we're not going to go for that. So the irony is, this guy is trying to follow Trump policy, and they thought, I don't know whether he thought because he's a pretty boy he's going to get away with it or whatever, but his population is going, no, we're too used to the freebies. By the way, America, that's where we were headed. So let's move on. Canada's Justin Trudeau's experiencing similar problems. According to Larry Elder, he posted that this guy was at a 37.9% approval. We were able to verify those numbers. So here's what we found. This was CBC Canada. They said, depending on the poll you're reading about, the Liberals are either holding a comfortable lead over the Conservatives or locked in a tight race, hobbled by attacks of the new Conservative leader, Andrew Scheer, over government's proposed tax changes. Either narrative could be very well, or reality could fit somewhere in between, as it often does. But individual polls, considered in isolation, only tell a small part of the story. On the whole,
The data suggests the popularity of Justin Trudeau's Liberals has taken a hit. They now sit at 37.6% in the CBC's poll tracker, an aggregation of all the public available polling data. That's a recent low for the party. The party's lead over Conservatives is now estimated to be 4.8 points, and the Tories averaging 32.8%. We're getting into the mud here. The critical thing is this. What they admit that's happening with Trudeau in Canada is he's taken a hit. And they said you can look at all the different things and one poll will say no, he's not or whatever. But in the plurality, Trudeau has taken a hit. What is Trudeau? He is a carbon copy of every one of these Liberals. They start out wanting to believe that they can give away the farm. And then suddenly they go, uh-oh, we don't have the numbers. And unlike Barack Obama, who turned on the printing press for $1 trillion plus a year and had the full backing of the American taxpayer, he was able to get away with it and skate. Oh, and he had one other ace in the hole. Did I mention he's black? Yeah. So he was able to get away with it. But there's no other economy that can continue to do what America did and survive. And by the way, if we had allowed Hillary Clinton to continue the policies of Obama, we would have been worse off than any of the economies we've ever talked about. We would have been worse off than when Germany went through hyperinflation. We would have been probably along the lines of Zimbabwe very quickly with hyperinflation. Now, I want you to think about, and I'm going to be talking about this at an education conference. People believe they're so smart. Let hyperinflation hit America where we empty out the food in grocery stores, people quit manufacturing, and we hit the skids, and people have to actually go out and farm or scavenge to make a living, and you watch just how stupid you'll see this population is. There are people that would not know how to gut a fish unless somebody showed them on YouTube. I'm just telling you, we are so fortunate that we got a hold of this thing before the left could do any more damage. Anyway, I'm going to move on from Trudeau, who does, by the way, remind me of Obama. He relishes the spotlight, but he's an empty suit. And like I said, he doesn't have the American taxpayer. But let's move to Germany, where we've got Angela Merkel. And she took the most brutal beating of her politics based mostly on Muslim refugees. Because remember, last year, she had a very bad year, well, the year before. She had a very bad year when all these Muslim refugees were sexually assaulting thousands of German women. And things haven't really improved for her, and the poll numbers indicated. So here's what the UK Express wrote. They said they did a survey, carried out coalition talks breakdowns, make worrying reading for Angela Merkel. While Ms. Merkel said yesterday she wanted to stand again in any new snap election, the German people appear to be turned off by the prospect of those polls, 54% says she should not run for office. Only 38.5% of Germans would welcome a new candidacy for Merkel. Given this report from late November, which is what I had read, I'm thinking it's only gotten worse because, you know, she's an avowed socialist and she's essentially gone against every single thing that Donald Trump stood for. And this is my feel, and again, there's nobody that's written anything to say my premise, which is that Trump is impacting all these other people because they now have a litmus test. They have a barometer to look at. How are we doing in comparison to America? And every day, let me tell you, we may not follow their politics, but these suckers follow ours. Every one of these countries is looking at Donald Trump. They are waiting for failure, and they can't find it. In fact, in most cases, they're losing companies that are leaving their countries and coming back to America, and they're going, holy cow, what are we going to do? So you're watching their numbers fall as Donald Trump slowly rise. That's the trend you're going to see this year in 2018. Look, folks, I got to end it here, but we got a ton of great news. Many of Barack Obama's henchmen are going to prison. So is Hillary Clinton and her crew. And you're going to watch everything you work so hard for really come to fruition in the next few weeks, you'll start seeing the reading the tea leaves, seeing the signs. Hang in there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.